The leaders are off to the penultimate stage of the event, the second run round Atlantic Drive. And having completed stage 18, the second run round Cairn Hill, the fastest time today once again going to the Ford Fiesta of John Armstrong and Shane Byrne. And Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan continue to lead this event, but Marian Evans and Jared Conway and the Toyota Yaris have taken a bit more time out of them. The quickest time on there in Cairn Hill, John Armstrong and Shane Byrne with a time of 7:03.8 was the time for the Fermanagh Donegal partnership, who were in that M-Sport backed Fiesta. Of course, they are the ERC competitors. They had mechanical issues with the car throughout the weekend, but when the car is right, they are steady, putting in fastest stage times, and they've continued to do that today. But they still sit in third position overall, 56.6 seconds adrift off the leader, who is Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Skoda Fabia RS Rally 2, remaining on course for three in a row Donegal International wins. Their time was 7:07.2. Callum saying that it was a cautious approach by him in the Cairn Hill stage because there was a heavy shower about an hour ago. Some of that stage is dry, but underneath the trees is still a bit wet and slippy. He came with a cautious approach and he was just under 4 seconds slower than the fastest time. But taking another bit of time out of the leader was Marian Evans and Jared Conway, the Welshman, in the Toyota. 7:04.8 was the time there for Marian Evans, and that was the top three times in this rally by those crews. So overall, Devine now leads by 20.2 seconds as they go to Atlantic Drive. Outside of the top three, David Kelly and Arthur Kearns, 7:08 dead. They sit 21 seconds off the pace of Armstrong in third. Fifth place, Josh Moffat, 7:10.7. He remains in fifth. He's 3.1 seconds adrift of David Kelly, but Josh Moffat towards the end of the stage did have a bit of an altercation with the bale, and there's a slight bit of damage to the front of the Hyundai. Declan and Michael Boyle continue to battle it out with stage time. Sixth overall, Michael and Dermot McCafferty in the Skoda, 7:12.3. Father Declan and Patrick Walsh in a similar car are seventh overall with a time of 7:11 dead. So he was 1.3 seconds quicker than Michael, but there is 46 seconds of a difference between the two as they look to, of course, bring the cars back to the finish ramp in Letterkenny. Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in the Ford Fiesta, they wrap up the top eight. They had a time of 7:15.4 is the latest there now for that time there. 7:15.4 is the time. Sorry, apologies about that, mate. I just got something else. The cars are just passing us here at the end of Cairn Hill. So that is the top eight. That's how things are panning out. I'll be back to you shortly with an update on how the modified section of the rally is going, where there's a big battle, of course, between Mr. Irwin and Mr. McIntyre. No information or no update as yet has come our way from there, but what we will do is try and get some info for it, from it, and we'll have it for you now, actually. Yeah, it's appeared in front of me here. Gareth Irwin continues to lead the modified section from Arn McIntyre. So the Focus, or the Escort rather, 7:24.7. McIntyre, 7:26.8. So it's 13.2 seconds is the difference with Irwin in front. And Connor Harvey, he beat the two of them in there in Cairn Hill, 7:18.2. That means there's 17 seconds now between Harvey and McIntyre in second place in the modified category. But still on course for three in a row, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in the Fabia lead. They continue to head the field by 20 seconds. Up next for them is the penultimate run of the day. It's a second run round Atlantic Drive. We'll be back with more shortly.